Alright, everyone. Whoop. Alright, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Acting Lessons and Dead Penetration.
What's up?
How do you like your coffee? Just how I like my women. Filled with cum? I was gonna say with some sugar. That's disgusting, bro. Good morning, guys. How you feeling, Liam? Like a daisy, Megan. How about you? I know that was sarcasm, but I will still ask you how you feel once in a while. What's the matter? Liam has cancer, but doesn't want us to pity him. Whoa, that's rough. I'm okay, Rena. Let's just drop it. I'm doing chemo once a week for it, and I'm feeling much better now than I did when I started treatment. So I think it's going in the right direction. Sounds a little bit comforting, I guess. Blowing his nose in the middle of the show. Liam has written a bucket list and Grim will help him with it. Yeah,
My cancer feels better now that I blew my nose.
So basically we're doing a bucket list of things that he wants to do before, you know. By the way, the bucket list, fantastic movie. Highly recommended.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, I take that back. Now it sucks again. It's not exactly a bucket list, just stuff I always wished I did. Me and Grim have done so much together over the years, but there's some shit I think we missed. Like what? Like crowd surfing and forcing myself to try new shit. A bunch of stuff, you know? Oh, I know. You should join us for improv today. I don't want to take acting lessons, that's not my style. That's exactly why you should try it.
They said the movie. They said the name of the show.
Megan's right. You did put that on your list. I can't act for shit, though. I liked your Shakespeare stuff. Oh, that's right. It was really funny. Come on, Liam. We'll do it together. Just like you wanted to. This is gonna suck. Thanks for the weekend, girls. See you later at make-believe class, then, bro. Drive safely. So, Melissa, are you sure you don't want to join us for improv? Yeah, you know I don't like to act. I know, just figured I'd be polite and ask. So we'll drop you off back home then? Actually, can we stop by Peter's place first? He's still in custody and I'd like to get my things without having to deal with him. Of course! Hey. Yeah. Sorry if I came off a bit mean to you yesterday. I feel pretty weird about it now. And the pity starts. I can tell you're not good about talking about your feelings. That's okay. I suck at it too. I tried to get Grim to fuck me yesterday. Why would you tell me that? Figured I'd try opening up to you. Besides, I know he'd tell you about it anyway. I know he's into Megan, but I thought I could do it. That's fucking shitty of you. Look, I've been with Grim since college. He's been like a brother to me ever since. You gotta understand something about him, Rena. He's pretty broken right now. His ex-fiance Anna really fucked him up by cheating on him. Their relationship wasn't the best and she thought cheating would make him fight for her. Oh, really? That stupid bitch. Hey, I agree with you, brother. That is some fucking bitch shit right there. Grim just shut down. He was a wreck for a long time and I couldn't even recognize him. I felt like I'd lost my best friend. Now I see him with Megan and he seems happy. Confused, but happy. I know he's still not done figuring out what he really wants, and he must be allowed to make his own decisions to really find himself. I'm guessing you have some kind of deep-down daddy issues. But you're trying to fuck Grim? It's not gonna help him. Especially when you're clearly just doing it to spite Megan. What? I see what you're trying to do, Rena. I've known women like you since I was a teenager. Now, I don't know what your issues with Megan are, but you need to stay the fuck away from my bro. Before you end up breaking him again. Wow. I'm guessing you're not nervous at all this time around. Still not used to it, or I'm not nervous?
I don't know what's gonna make it feel better.
Haha, no way, I'm almost a professional at this point. Let me try that. Oh, it don't matter what you answer. Haha, no way, I'm almost a professional at this point. Haha, that's the spirit. I can't wait to see Liam do improv. Me neither. Maybe he's really good at it, though. Who knows? Hey, guys, too late to get out of here and do something else? Yeah, it is. Trust me, Liam. This will be an experience to remember. What is this? Another student joins the class? Welcome, sir. Have you done any improv before? Nah, I'm popping my black cherry today. Vanilla Face over there made me come here. Dear Lord. Listen up, class. It's time to start. Today we're going to switch things up and do a different exercise for the first part of the lesson. Those of you who are regulars here know it as the Stranger. Oh, this'll be fun! I love the Stranger! Get the chairs in place and start when you're ready. Those of you who are new may group up with experienced students. And as always, class, improv is all about saying yes! So the four of us then? Yes! So how do you do the Stranger? Simple, Grim. You start with buying her a drink or two.
Hey, that's
sage advice.
Pretty good.
Ha ha. It's not that hard, really. We put chairs in the formation of car seats and pretend that we're driving somewhere. One of us is a stranger, you know, like a hitchhiker. The task is for all others to find out who the stranger really is. I'll be the stranger. You three just follow Megan's lead. What beautiful weather. It's perfect for our long trip across the country. Who's that? There's someone standing there beside the road. A girl holding her thumb up. It looks like a hitchhiker. Let's give her a lift. Seriously? This is what you've been doing? Howdy there, good people. How nice of you to pick up a lonesome hitchhiker. I mean, I get that you're trying to impress Megan, but dude, really? Hey, backseat people! Focus! Tell us, stranger, your phone. Tell us, stranger, who are you? Well, you tell me. Who do you think I am? Are we there yet? Maybe you backseat people would like to venture a guess? Fart noise! Kind of what he's doing with his arm, he's doing that. Sir, this is not how we do improv here. Come on, I'm having fun. You two, quarter, now. What did I do? Now listen, students in there pay good money to be here. How much must I pay to leave? This is a highly inappropriate behavior. Dude, come on. What? Can't you at least try to do it normally? I know you think it's stupid, but Megan and Rena don't. I think they would appreciate it if you made an effort. Sorry, bro, I didn't think of that. I'm not good at doing this stuff, you know. You can still have fun, but do it as a character instead of yourself. Got it. Come on, Liam. Think with your head, brother. You all right there, Liam?
Who's saying brother?
Yes, Rena, I'd like to apologize for my behavior.
Come on, Liam, we're hip, we're on the level. Come on, I ain't no jive turkey.
Look, I say brother. I would really like to do this the right way now. Great, because now we can act out whenever we want. Liam, why don't you choose the scenario? The scenario? Yeah, think of a fun place to be and imagine you're there. Then we let the story develop. Now see, in Drex's server, they say ninjas.
Ninjas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't mind. I ain't got no issue with that. No. I guess I'm a bit of an old guy. I'm when I say brother, I say brother. That's a brother over there.
Like ninjas, you know, they wear all black.
I guess that fits. I guess that fits then. Yeah,
shadows.
Yeah. No,
it's just
Tell us, Liam. Where are we right now? At a strip club. Woohoo, you go, boy! Dance for me, Liam. Looking good in those sexy panties, Liam. Okay, not at a strip club. Improv is about saying yes, Liam. Megan, look! Grim is wearing panties, too. And tassels. Haha, you fucker. I want a lap dance. Oh, me too. Well, aren't you in luck? Liam is known for his lap dancing skills. But suddenly, a fucking dragon appears. Wow! It's horrifying. What a monster. Look at the size of that thing. Rawr! Really? You don't understand why she kicked you out? for someone telling us to say yes, she sure as shit said no a lot. Oh, hey, I can check one thing off my list now. Thanks, bro. Yeah, let's say that counts. But I'm never doing improv with you again. That's okay, I'm pretty sure I'm not allowed back here. We should do some other stuff tomorrow. Hi, girls, is it over? You're such a jackass. If you didn't have cancer, I'd slap you. Drive me home? Sure, Rena. See you tomorrow, Liam. Yeah, bro. Bye, Megan. Bye. I have no words. I know, I told you Liam's immature. Haha, I gotta admit, it was still pretty funny. I've never seen Miss Pearson that mad before. Oh, come on, I thought it was good improv. Yeah. He was like, oh, look, a dragon appears. In a strip club. Hey, guys. So how was it? It was really fun. Liam was all over the place, though. Look, a dragon appearing in a strip club is not out of the Deadpool universe. It's not out of ordinary for Deadpool. That's totally something that would fucking happen.
Oh, yeah, he sees shit all the time.
Miss Pearson asked him not to return. I'm not surprised. Listen, I called my mom. I don't fucking get her. She moves in with her sister to get away from Peter, but refuses to press charges against him. The police had to let him go. What? That can't be right. What about your statement and your black eye? I know, but does it matter? We can't do shit about it now. Don't worry about it, Melissa. You got all your belongings and you don't have to deal with them again. Can we do something for you, Melissa? You've already done enough for me. How about a hug then? Sure. Aw, isn't that nice? Next week is gonna be quite hectic for you, huh? My God, they eat a lot! Where are they putting it? Yeah, with the play and the auditions, I have so much to do. Grim, you gotta end up fattening them up. There won't be much time for me to hang out with you guys. Hey, that's okay. Melissa and I will manage, right, Melissa? Of course. I promised to help Liam with his list, too, so don't feel bad about it, Megan. Is there anything we can do to help you? If you don't mind, I'd like some help with practicing for the other audition. Sure, I'd love to help you with that. By the way, when are you actually auditioning for those movies? On Wednesday. That's soon, huh? How about we practice tonight, then? That'd be great, but what about you, Melissa? Don't worry about me, I'll just watch some TV upstairs. What's the second movie about? Well, I don't really know if it suits me. It's really far off from who I am as a person. But you're an actress, Megan, I'm sure you can pull it off. That's true, I am an actress, but I would be portraying a very sexual character. What kind of movies are they doing over here? It's not like the kind of movies I'm into.
Cinemax?
That's what scares me. Either way, the movie is called The Jester. I'm auditioning for the part of a deranged woman named Dr. Davidson who has a way of manipulating those around her. In the scene, she's trying to escape prison by seducing the prison guard. I don't know if I should be scared or turned on, or both. Haha, probably both. Let me guess, I'm reading for the prison guard? Yes, you're getting so good at this, Grim. Okay, now I really need to become someone else for a while. Don't mind me, Megan. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, since he wasn't here. Also, Melissa told Megan that I fucked her. Yeah, and it didn't go that bad. And she asked, is like, do you have feelings for him? And she said, no, I don't. It was just sex, and it wasn't no big deal. And now that she didn't know that she was dating. And they accepted it, and they blew it off. Also, last episode, they were drinking, and there was weed passed around. And my character did hit it. And, of course, he was dating Megan, who didn't want alcohol nor weed. But she acted really cool about it. She was like, well, he's like, I'm not going to let it take away from you. Like, you guys have your fun. Like, you can smoke, and I don't want any of that, but I'm not going to want you to change as a person. Yeah. And that's the same thing she said to Melissa. She says, I don't want you to change as a person. I'm like, that's cool. I said, I gave her fucking woman points for that because that's legit how a fucking woman's supposed to be. It's like, you have your life. We're a team, you know. Yeah. There's things I don't like and things you don't like, but we have to work this out.
Yeah.
That's how that fucking works. You don't just break up every five goddamn minutes.
No, that's a sign.
That's so stupid. It's really, really stupid. Let's get to it. The dangerous Dr. Davidson is plotting her escape. She's been rightfully imprisoned for her heinous crimes. Fools as they were, they thought that a single prison guard would suffice to keep her locked inside her cell. They were mistaken. Oh man, it looks like Harley Quinn kinda. Hey, keep it quiet, will ya? Totally Harley Quinn. What's this? The sad, lonely prison guard is mad with little me? Poor little guard, all alone here at night. Don't make me come in there and shut you up. You're no fun. I'm bored. Come play with me. I told you to shut up.
You know, you sound like Norman Bates after he thinks he's his mom.
Really?
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't even swat a fly.
Oh, you're so scary. I'm so scared, Mr. Prison Guard. Have I been bad?
Oh, shit.
Would you like to spank me?
That's enough of that shit.
Ah! Hey, Grim! That wasn't part of the script. I'm sorry, Megan, I just couldn't help myself. Is it the dialogue, or... I don't know. I think it's a bit of everything. I haven't seen you this way before. Well, I guess that'll have to do for now. As you apparently lack the willpower to stay in character, we've done worse.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Megan. It was just too sexy. Remember the 2 hour... Yo! You and Grimm's Hentai Corner remember the hour to 2 hour scenes we used to do? Where I was God. Those fucking scenes. Oh, I didn't like them because they went on forever.
Well,
they went on forever.
It was like, oh yeah. It sounded like Antonio Banderas and Desperado. Not yet. What's up?
You was just too sexy. I can tell.
Do you like it, the juice?
Who knows? Maybe I'll surprise you with the costume if I get the part. Don't tease me like that. Thank you both for this weekend. Even though it had its ups and downs, I really loved it. Me too, Megan. Sleep tight, guys. Hold up, hey. Oh, shit. Is that his erection?
Yeah, it's his erection stained above at least the 2 foot.
I know these are erotic games and they exaggerate things, but good lord. Uh-oh. Episode 4, Relationship Report. Yeah. No, we're on episode 5. Now's the perfect time to save your game.
Yeah.
Okay. You told Liam you were looking for a fun time at the cabin. You told everybody that you were okay with Liam dating someone from your romantic past. You chose to find Liam over dancing with Rena. Liam told you a secret. You're Liam's best friend. You have rejected Melissa. She'll remain your friend. You've rejected Rena. She'll remain your friend. You chose to spend extra time with Megan at the cabin. You and Megan had your first date. You and Megan are currently dating. Oh, yeah, he did bang Megan.
Yeah.
Good morning, sexy. Huh? Is it morning already? Good night. Damn, I'm so tired. Anna? Haha, we didn't go to bed that late last night. Even so, we didn't fall asleep immediately. You didn't seem to mind that when I was on top of you. Announces new deal with Martians. Can local government pay its way? Analyzing the local funding crisis. Where does your money go to? One man's solitary journey to the ends of the earth on foot. Big savings all this week at Super Savers. Tuesday, March 30th. or Thursday, March 30th. What? I just can't believe how lucky I am to be with you. I mean, I think you gotta be careful with statements like that. I mean, it's good, but you don't want to butter her up. Haha, will you stop it? She throws an apple at him. You fucking cheeseball. We've almost spent 2 years together now. Yeah, time really flies when you're sitting on your ass all day, huh? Haha, stop it already. You just have to get used to me being retired. Ugh, retired? Stop using that word. You're not old enough to call yourself that. But that's the proper term for it, Anna. I've quit my job and I'll never have to work again. And fucking sounds great. Just shut up and move to Florida already. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. If I move, I'm taking you with me. You wouldn't. Why don't we, though? Why don't we what? Move in together. You serious? Yeah, I basically live here already. And that way I wouldn't have to borrow your panties when I'm too lazy to go back home and change clothes. So they were doing the ideal. Okay, there's some red pills I'm getting from this. So we remember what happened in the episode that actually got a lot of views. The one where she cheated on him. Remember, okay, according to the text, guys, they were living apart, which I do know some couples that do. She's got her house and he's got his, and they just come over each other's houses. That actually seems to work very well. However, things start going to shit when somebody moves in. And it's weird how things started changing between them at that point. Haha, you're out of your mind, Grim. That doesn't sound like a no to me. Okay, let's fucking do it. But I'm dumping your ass at the first mention of prune juice or mahjong. Haha, come here, you. I love you. Episode 5, saying farewell. I don't know, this is not a long one, this is only 8 hours. Oh, yeah. It's not like the 60 plus hours that being a dick is. You know he's got 4 seasons planned for that? That we know of. How lucky am I? Just look at Megan. She's so beautiful. I can't believe she wants to be with me. What should I do about Leah? SMS signal. Oh! We forgot about Leah! Huh. Better sneak up quietly. Oh, it's a text from Liam. Ah! Oh no! Oh no! Liam was dared to take a picture of a certain part and send it to the person he texted last. They did truth or dare. And he just saw the picture. Bro, meet me downtown in 2 hours. I planned something for us. Fuck, I forgot about that pic. Disgusting. Bro, meet me downtown in 2 hours. I planned something for us. Good morning, Grim. Oh, morning. Did I wake you? Nope, I feel well rested. Haha, look at Melissa. She must be really tired today. She looks so cute sleeping like that. Come, let's go get breakfast. I don't want to wake her up. So what are your plans for today? Liam just texted me. He wants to hang out. I suspect that it's related to his bucket list. Poor Liam. I really hope he pulls through. He will, Megan. He must. Either way, that's what I'm doing today. You and Melissa should join. I'd love to join, but I have acting class today, and tonight it's time to perform again.
What does she do besides acting classes?
Oh, yeah. Would you like me to be there? No, you don't have to. You and Melissa should do something fun instead. Yeah, I guess we could do something fun together, just me and her. It's really... Damn. Really do trust your partner. Someday soon, I would love to have a second date with you, Grim. Maybe do something romantic? I'd love that too, Megan. How about tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow evening would work. Great, leave the planning to me. Isn't it just kind of weird that you're dating the woman that you're living with? That's living in your house? That's really bizarre to me.
Very convenient.
It's convenient, but it's bizarre. Oh, that's sweet of you. Thanks for breakfast. I gotta run to class. Say hi to Melissa for me when she awakes. Bye. Bye and good luck. Melissa, good morning. Huh, morning already? Wow, I'm really tired today. Do you want to sleep more? No, I should get up. I'm going downtown to meet up with Liam. Would you like to join us? Sure, just let me grab a shower real quick. I recognize that car. Oh, shit, it's Asshole.
You think you can steal my girl? You son of a bitch!
Oh, it's a different.
You fucker!
Dodge left. Fuck you! Oh, wow.
Bury the body.
You bitch!
Dick, calm down.
Fuck you, dude. You think you could steal Rena from me? I'll fucking show you. This isn't over.
Melissa, are you all right? Me? What the fuck about you? You're the one who got hit. I'm fine. You found my bat, I see. Yeah, it was by the door, so I just grabbed it when I saw you on the ground. Also, you can kind of tell that the renders have gotten a little better. That's because this is closer when he was working on being a dick. Thank you, Melissa. Who was that? Steel Rena? What did he mean by that? That was Dick, Raina's ex-boyfriend. Okay? During the party, Raina told me that Dick had contacted her and wanted her back. He was persistent, and Raina had to tell him that she was dating me in order to get him to back off. Guess he didn't take it lightly. He seems unstable. Are you gonna be okay? I think so. I don't know, or make a joke. I'm sure I will be now that I have you to protect me. Come, let's go. I don't like that joke.
Yeah, that wasn't much of a joke.
I think so. Come, let's go. What are we doing today exactly? Liam never told me. And he does it on purpose because he knows how much I hate surprises. Yeah, surprises suck. Oh. Rather, okay, this is the location. I don't see Liam anywhere. Boo! Ah! Haha, sorry, Missy. Fuck, you scared the shit out of me. Okay, just tell us, what are we doing here? I'll give you a hint. Bzzz. Shaving our heads? Starting a honeybee farm? Getting a tattoo?
Getting a tattoo?
I'm guessing we're getting tattooed today. Wow, you got that from my brilliant sound effect? Well, yeah, that and, you know, the big sign behind you. That's a hell no for me. Yeah, I'm not so sure I want one either. She's like, okay, I'll do the piercing, but no tattoos. Come on, Grim. I want us to get matching tattoos, bros for life, you know? Matching tattoos? Haha, how cute. Yeah, just a small chest tattoo. You decide what my tattoo should say, and I decide yours. No. No way, Liam. Don't you trust me? Yes or no? Yeah. I trust you, but it's just too much. Yeah, I get it. It's not like I'm dying or something.
He's got it.
One of those.
Fine. You're the worst. Really, dude? You're not gonna regret it. It's my treat. So what will it be? I want a lettering tattoo in black on my left pec. What should it say? That's up to my boy Grim over here. We're deciding on each other's tattoos. You, what should it say? Bros or RIP?
RIP sounds good. But
bros. I want to see what he says! I think I should say
well,
alright.
His facial expression was...
Ah, you sick fucker, do it!
Bzzz. See, my impression was spot. Ah! Fuck, that hurts. So what you think? Aha, it's way too morbid for me. I can't believe you went through with it. Also, it looks like it says RTP to me. Who cares? It's just some skin. Your turn now. Really? Fine, your call, I guess. Bzzz, fuck me, you're right, that does hurt a lot. Want me to hold your hand? Haha, shut up, I'm not the one screaming from this. How does it look? Haha, wow! It's perfect, it's just... So you, Grim, what does it say? What the fuck? Cum slut, really? But it's in cursive. Fuck cursive? That doesn't make it better. Don't worry, bro. It's just like a fine wine. It only get better with age. And hey, that's another thing I can check off my list. We're on fire. At this rate, I can die happy. Thanks, bro. That's a memory for life. Sadly. So tomorrow, I have an appointment at chemotherapy at 2 o'clock. Say no more, Liam. I'm there. You can top it off with another thing from my list so it's not too depressing. Yeah, how about a tattoo removal appointment? Ah, don't worry. I'm thinking something more harmless. I'll figure out the details. Tomorrow, then. Yeah, bye, cum slut. Bye, Missy. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Gotta go be a slut now. Bye.
Hey, guys. How was your day with Liam? Well, Liam wanted us to get chest tattoos. Wow, really? Let me see. I'm not sure you want to see. Oh my god! Come, slut! Grim, tell me this isn't real. I wish I could, Megan. I'm at a loss for words. Did Liam get that one too? No, he got RIP. Listen, I only came back to fetch my bag. I need to get rehearsals before the play starts. You two have fun tonight. Bye, guys. Good luck tonight. Oh man, my man is still red. I mean, look at them veins. Shit. All right, and on that note, I think we're done with acting lessons for tonight. We'll see you guys next time for more acting lessons. Remember, we're almost to the end, and we got way more coming up. So, be on the lookout.